This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And hello, hello, hello to all you people listening to us overseas, to include Maria in Germany and Steve over in Thailand. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of our active duty military, our veterans, a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's out there working on the third watch, either. Thank you for what you're doing, how you're doing it, wherever and however you're doing it. Thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, to the folks that want to follow us and figure out what we're doing on the Internet, you can do it several ways. Number one, we have the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also posting more now on MeWe at the Captain's America. I've also got a group over there on MeWe you can join called the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we're also on our website, of course, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, where a lot of you listen to the radio show over there because you can hear it over there. We're live streaming over there off the radio show. Okay, and joining us tonight from the big old city of Boston, otherwise known as Beantown, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What a day. What a day. And here you are. You're in my time zone, at least. Okay. And by the way, you said you're going to have a storm here coming along. That ought to be interesting. So let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And we underline and emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's a lot of stuff going on here. I think we should probably start with the big document dump that's been going on all day and all night. And Lindsey Graham released another bunch of documents. There's more coming. The Russiagate probe is out there. We're also hearing some other things coming out there. Obviously, a massive, massive, massive failure on the part of the Clinton campaign to try to dethrone and get rid of Donald Trump early on. Didn't happen. What do you know about all this?
Well, Captain, yes, this document dump or the declassification of a lot of these documents is just absolutely throwing gasoline on the fire that we know to be a crossfire hurricane, basically. And I think what Lindsey Graham said really helps to sum it up, saying that basically at every turn, he says, the FBI and the DOJ ran stop signs that were in abundance regarding exculpatory information. In other words, they were doing their investigation, although, you know, as we know, based on that fake dossier, but at every turn they kept coming up with stuff that negated it, that they didn't do anything about it. They just kept going on their merry way because of those reasons you're talking about.
Now, Lindsey Graham is pretty much behind what got released to begin with. There are more items coming from this investigation, including we're hearing more about the FISA warrants and how they got those and how that was all totally out of whack, too, are we not?
Well, exactly right. And of course, the idea that you had judges and also you had FBI agents, you know, signing off on these things, in many cases knowing that that they were not giving all the information, shall we say, and then judges having signed off on them, believing that they had the evidence before them. So that to call it a failure is actually a very nice way of describing it. It's much more than that.
Well, did James Comey lie then when he signed these things? Did he lie?
Well, here's the thing. If he knowingly did that, then he, I think so. I think so. Otherwise, you know, he would not have, I think, kept his sort of smug attitude about the whole thing throughout the investigation.
Yeah, that's probably true, but I believe that he lied and he knew what he was doing. All right, well, the second part of what we'll start with here is the Democrats are keeping on suggesting that Republicans actually aided the Capitol rioters, but have yet to give any evidence on it. And as a matter of fact, the woman, the Air Force veteran that was killed, unfortunately and tragically, they're blaming right now the state of California on the reason that she came to the Capitol, because she was there protesting all the blue tape. Now, Bill Maurer came out and made a statement, and I almost fell on my on the floor when I heard it. He's defended the Trump supporters. He says, let's not confuse 5,000 Capitol rioters with 74 million voters.
Well, yes, exactly right. Bill Maher, from time to time, really comes out with these kinds of statements that, as you said, sort of make you fall off your chair a little bit. But he's exactly right. And of course, the pile on is that it's all about Trump supporters. And in fact, Captain, I hope someone runs over and plays that clip for Don Lemon over at CNN, because he wants to group all Trump supporters, anybody who even voted for Donald Trump, as being KKK supporters or something like that. It's crazy.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And the other thing is Don Lemon, because that's I'll drag his name out a little bit. Don Lemon is part of the problem, too, that we've got here in this country. We have freedom of speech, but, you know, there's people that went out and defended his right to say what he can. So hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I'm going to get up on my soapbox. Got a little something to say here. And then we'll get into a lot more stuff that we have to talk about tonight. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always a
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you our conversation with the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And for those of you that know about me and about the problems that I've had, Relief Factor is one of the products that keeps me going and it keeps me out of pain and it keeps the swelling down in my left ankle and my leg, which is a problem I have from an injury I suffered at the World Trade Center. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 is the products that are the ingredients that are in Relief Factor, and they will definitely help your body's natural response to inflammation to lower and even eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. Now, the best part is it's 100% drug-free. And the other best part of it is it helps support your recovery and getting better after the fact, because it will support healthy joints and muscles too. Now, the 3-week quick start only costs $19.95. That's the 3-week quick start. If you try it and it works, you just stay on it and away you go. Now, what a lot of people do is They get on it, they try it, and sometimes they'll say, well, geez, I don't know if I want to take this or not, and they'll let it go, and they'll come back 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months later. Well, you can do it all over again with the 3-week quick start, and then in you go and away you go. How's that? Because it works that way too. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try that $19.95 3-week quick start. After all you got to lose is pain, right? Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got, I'm going to read an email first before I go to Mike from Clearwater, who's on the telephone line. I got a little message here from Johanna, who likes to chime in a lot. And she says, why wasn't all this information that we just talked about released in September or early October? But it could have had an impact on the election. This is like being a day late and a dollar short. Well, no kidding. I don't know why, but this is Lindsey Graham doing the releasing, not Bill Barr.
Well, exactly right. So I think, of course, as we're getting to the end here of the president's term, it could likely be that it's not a go-for-broke kind of a thing, but maybe it is kind of a little bit of go-for-broke, but at the very least trying to get the info out there to get a fair reckoning of what historically happened here.
All right, now let's go to Mike from Clearwater. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Professor. You know,
Kyle is a professor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little off kilter this morning. But anyway, okay, Professor. So we were hoping that the president would come back in 4 years. And then, unfortunately, we had the incident at the Capitol. And so that kind of put the kibosh on that. It's very unfortunate, very sad that he has to leave. Even though we know that he did not incite a riot, he specifically told those people, go and peacefully make your voices be heard. That to me, now, you know, Giuliani and the other people, that's a different story, but the president did not incite a riot. So, having said that, Kyle, do you think, you know, there's been a long tradition that presidents do not comment or talk about what their, you know, the people that come after them do. I think the president will have a lot to say, but do you think that he'll adhere to the decorum and the unwritten rules and be silent, or do you think that he'll have something to say about every move that Biden makes? And then second of all, do you think that somebody like him in the future, I know we sort of talked about it a little bit in the past, somebody like him that has no political background, that was never in politics, could come back and at some point in the future shake things up again? Or has the president and what he's been through kind of damaged that possibility? And
I'd
like your take on both.
Right.
Thank you.
Now, let me start it off with will he open his mouth and say anything about Biden? Does anybody other than me remember what Barack Obama did?
Well, yeah, he didn't exactly adhere to that.
He went after Donald Trump from the beginning and then spoke right up, and Michelle spoke right up and all that sort of stuff. So why should Donald Trump be like George Bush and just sit back and be quiet? I don't think so. I think he should say anything he wants in any way he wants to say it.
And I think he will. And I think Mike has a great question there. And also I would say that, you know, we're coming out of the Trump presidency and let's say an unconventional manner as presidential elections have gone over the last, you know, modern era here in the last 50 years or so. So I think that he will be very vocal. I don't think he's going to go gently into that good night. That being said, it's going to be a very different kind of criticism, President Trump in his post-presidency is going to have just as much pushback from the media, perhaps even more than we're seeing right now. But as a result of somebody coming along in the future, I think the stage is set, generally speaking. But here's the thing. Somebody to come out of the blue and try to come in and change things the way Trump has done will be very, very difficult, perhaps even to get the nomination. But that being said, you've got so many voters, Captain, who understand that President Trump came in and he did things mm-hmm. for the people, not for the political party per se, and they're not willing to simply go back to a garden variety candidate ever mm-hmm. again.
All right, well, hold on. We got another caller. I'm not sure who this is because I had two calls come in at once. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana.
Okay, you came in at just the exact same time as another number, but go ahead.
I think Trump has a decent shot at 2024. I know this kind of counters a lot of things, but I don't think the policies that the Biden-Harris administration and the infighting that's going to take place is going to work the way a lot of people think. I think by 2024, we'll probably have another $20 to $28 trillion in debt, if you can believe that. I think they need more than double it the next 4 years.
Well, it's about to go up. It's about to go up $2 trillion just for this stimulus, and you know they're going to pass that. It's going through.
And Biden's talking about the. He's still talking about the infrastructure bill, with another $1 trillion.
Right.
So I think that it's going to be. I'm not saying it's easy, but what Mike said, he was an outsider. Well, Trump's an insider now, and he's a veteran. If he hasn't learned anything yet, he never will. But I think the Republican nomination's his, especially if he gets his ego involved, because you know the number one guy that's going to commit to running for president after the 2022 election is going to be Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And he hates. And I think it's going to be Romney-Trump for the nomination in 2024.
Okay.
And as far as Lindsey Graham goes, it was Trump that carried his butt over the finish line in this last election. Went down there, had a rally, raised some money for him.
Yeah.
And that's what got him through.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Dan. Quite a payback, right?
Yeah. Payback.
Right. Thanks, Dan. Yeah. Talk to you next week. Okay. That's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Now, Kyle, I'm going to say something here to everybody. I wrote a little article yesterday, and I put it up there not only on Facebook, but I also posted it over on the MeWe pages I've got over there. And I started out like this. I said, Patriots, it's not over. Not even close, as we fight to stand up for America and our Constitution. That fight has just now started again. Now, many patriots have become disenchanted after being told to trust the plan that seemed to be unraveling right before their eyes when it came to Donald Trump, and they actually believe what they were told by people like Sidney Powell, that they had something, a big surprise that was coming, and this, that, and the other, and the legal contest that President Trump and his teams were waging. People bought into that. Well, what did we say from the beginning on this show?
What do you think?
What did we say from the beginning when we heard about all of these challenges that were coming? Well, we got a surprise. We got this one. What did we say? What did we say?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, they weren't going anywhere. Exactly right.
What I said, and here it is, and I'll repeat it again. If he couldn't get a court, if he couldn't get a judge, if he couldn't get a state legislature to stand up and do something about it, and if he couldn't get the Supreme Court of the United States to hear it because they said the case had no legal standing because the federal government had no business in interfering with state elections, which, again, is part of the Constitution, then guess what? He was screwed, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, that is exactly what happened, and we've seen it play out numerous times now. Yeah.
And being derailed at every turn, delivering one defeat after another, left a whole bunch of people, his supporters out there, feeling cheated, shell-shocked, and some of them wanted to go up and break things and tear things up, which is why we got some of what we got. Now, remember, I'm going to go back to what Bill Maher said. We can't let the actions of some 5,000 or so people in D.C. when they rioted and went out of control have a bearing on the 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump. It's not fair. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll tell you what, remember, all politics start at the local level. Think nationally, but act locally. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was reportedly interviewed by prosecutors in Manhattan, New York on Thursday. Reports are that he was pressed about Trump's business dealings and relationship with Deutsche Bank, according to anonymous sources who spoke to the Associated Press. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on Trump's request for a stay on a legal battle over his tax records after he leaves office. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has issued his resignation in a letter to President Trump. Azar condemns the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Word broke late Friday night that he will resign at noon on Wednesday as President-elect Joe Biden is sworn into office. The death toll has reached at least 42, hundreds more injured after a 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck an island in Indonesia, the second earthquake in as many days. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Remember, I've been with them for going on a little bit more than 15 years, and I've done very well with them, and they've done very well with me, and knock on wood, where is it? There it is right there, knock on wood. I get a 10% safe driver discount every year for being a safe driver, and I'm really proud of that. And all you got to do to find out what it would cost and if you'll save any money, and I think you probably will, is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them what it is you're driving, car, truck, motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, whatever, and you can get a rate on it right there on the website. Now, the other thing is, if you are a homeowner or a renter, okay, they have homeowners and renters insurance too. And if you bundle everything together, like I have, you'll save even more money. So go on over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and get yourself a quote on the car, the truck you're driving, motorcycle, whatever it is that you're driving. And if you've got homeowners or renters insurance, get a quote on that too. You might find out you're going to save a bunch of money. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a call during the break there from one of our friends. Who was it?
Yeah, Captain, we actually got a call during the break from Carol in Atlanta, and she was, of course, energized by the idea that President Trump's not going to simply fade away or go gently into that good night, and also, Captain, was very, very important is she's going to be doing her part working locally in her area in order to make sure that the right people get elected, the right policies are implemented, and that's exactly what has to happen at the grassroots level locally.
That's the deal. That's where people have the most power, is at the local level. That's where you are totally in charge. Nobody can do anything at the local level without support, and it takes support from people like you and me and Carol and Mike and anybody that's listening to the program right now. You get involved at the local level. You get involved in your clubs, whatever, your political clubs. You get involved in your groups. You get involved in a party, and you start attending the meetings, and you'll find out what it is you can do. And I'll tell you what, you'll be very surprised at the power that you can wield. One little individual, you'll be very surprised the power you can wield at the local level. I got to give out a fake news story here. Did you hear what CNN did to the HHS secretary, Mr. Azar, by stating that he was resigning, leaving immediately because of the D.C. riots last week? Did you hear that story?
I did hear that story, yes. But I think, hasn't he come out and said no?
No, it was fake. He never said it. It was fake.
Yeah.
CNN, with their infinite wisdom, came out again with another fake story out of the clear blue sky, out of nowhere. I don't know who the reporter was who mentioned it. I could probably guess because of the time. It might have been Don Lemon again because of the time when it was given, but I don't know. But ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous. Okay, well, let's go back to some things here. There were some photos that popped up yesterday on the web showing the White House being cleared out, furniture being moved out and clothing and whatnot ahead of the Biden inauguration, as President Trump will take a small staff with him when he goes. That's part of what you are allowed to do with an office allowance and all that sort of stuff, plus a pension for being the President of the United States. But one little problem is, if the Senate votes to impeach President Trump, and that actually goes through, which I don't think it will, then he will lose that pension. He will lose that staff. He will lose all of that. So, and by the way, it doesn't look like as if the Senate's going to take it up, because he would be a former president at that time. And that is, that brings up a big time constitutional question that would have to be answered by who?
I think likely the Supreme Court.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And of course, yeah, this whole thing is out there about, you know, President Trump's going to lose his allowance, his pension, which is about $200,000 a year, the allowances for the staff, travel expenses, if the Senate votes to convict him. But something very important is about these stories, and I think one of these primary tweets that talked about it got deleted, but he would have to be removed by the Senate prior to January the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anything that happens after that is, like you said, sort of anybody's guess. I think
that's
has to be decided by the Supreme Court. But that's another sort of fake story that's out there.
Yeah.
None of that stuff can be stripped from him post-presidency.
And Nancy is sitting on the articles of impeachment from the House because there's nobody over at the Senate to deliver it to.
Well, that's right. That's right. So now if they go into this, now there's a couple of precedents for lower mm-hmm. level people being impeached after they
right.
either resigned or left office,
right. Well,
but not a president.
All right. Well, let's see what Ian wants to say. We got Ian on the telephone line. So, Ian, what's your question for Kyle, or is it not a question tonight?
I just got two comments. Well, I haven't listened for a while because I haven't been up this late, but tonight I'm listening, and when I listened about a week ago, it seems like what you're putting out is, you know, we need to organize at the local level and everything, and I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my two comments. Number one, the impeachment thing is a bad mistake for the left to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to rebound against them because they won't let go of their Trump derangement syndrome.
Yep.
And I thought these people were smart. They're smart, but they're not that smart.
Yep.
So that's going to blow up in their face. But my other comment is, yes, absolutely. We've been defeated, but it's only a battle.
Yep.
We didn't lose the war.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
So we need to regroup, and we need to realize that the Republican Party at the top is useless.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is be the Republican Party and other political groupings.
Mm-hmm.
of like-minded that aren't necessarily Republican at the bottom. That means local. That means school board, city council, mayor, county commissioner, soil and water commissioner, et cetera, ad infinitum. And another thing we need to do, we need to take a page out of the left's book, and we need to make, I hate to say this, everything's got to be political.
Mm-hmm.
If we organize a little league, dude, it's got to be the American nationalist or the American conservative or the patriot little league, et cetera, ad infinitum. If we organize a gardening club, same thing.
Yep.
We shouldn't have to do this, but unfortunately, we're going to have to adapt leftist tactics, or else we're going to be wiped out. So I want to just recap.
Okay.
We need to realize the Republican Party at the top is useless, and we need to be the party at the bottom,
on the
ground, dealing with the people, and we need to get involved in charities and start backing up our words with good works.
All right. Thank you very much, Ian. And by the way, Ian, very good points tonight, Kyle.
Yeah, I think so. And he made one comment, and he kind of illustrated it, you know, pretty well. But the thing he said is, you know, everything would become political, but everything is really becoming political. It's most unfortunate because we're seeing this sort of polarization increase as a result of this. And I understand where he's coming from, but as he said, the left makes everything political to the point where it's so hard for people just to get together and do anything now.
Yeah, now something else here. Joe Biden has sparked a bit of a backlash among some of his progressive pals in the Democratic Party and a lot of conservatives, too, over these $1,400 stimulus checks. But the Democrats have the votes to pass this. I got to remind everybody, the Democrats just by themselves, because they stick together, have the votes to pass this. So it's going to go through. That's $1.9 trillion, which I believe the whole thing will wind up going through. And, of course, we heard about the infrastructure package coming behind it for another $1 trillion. We are aware of that, too. And I believe they have the votes for that. Well, you're going to have more debt, and it's a big-time gamble. But you know what the simplest thing would be, Kyle, for the country?
What's that?
Open it up and let the people go back to work everywhere and anywhere. Open it up.
Well, that would certainly be the best idea, and learning to live with COVID and knowing what we know now almost a year on, we have a lot more information, and unfortunately, Captain, otherwise we're going to see businesses fail. We're going to see people go under. I mean, this, and another $1,400 check is not going to fix that.
No. Now, you're in Massachusetts. What have you noticed about what they're doing in Massachusetts that they're not doing in California, or is it the same?
Well, you know what, Captain? I was able to go out and eat at a restaurant tonight because they do have dine-in. They do have reduced capacity. But in California right now, no restaurant is allowed to have anybody come in and have something to eat. And that's a real big difference.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, are coming back. We'll take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway weather. There is a major snowstorm out there tonight. And by the way, for those of you up there in the Northeast, I don't need to tell you what's going on up there, because you have got the lake effect snow just dumping snow in the Tug Hill Plateau. And oh, by the way, that means 2 to 3 feet of snow up there in the Tug Hill Plateau, the Adirondack Mountains. So I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. When you see a sign out on the interstate, pull on in there and you'll find out what they're all about. And by the way, you tell them the captain sent you and you were listening to me talk about them, and I said you get a free cup of coffee for mentioning it, you'll get that free cup of coffee. But consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club if you're a driver, or if you have an RV, consider becoming a member of the RV Club. You'll get points for everything that you do in the terms of purchase of fuel or food or supplies in the trucker's store, too. All right, here we go.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some hell will mind your brakes.
Creed. Smokey and the Bandits. Remember those movies? Smokey and the Bandit. I'm going to bring Kyle into here. What do you remember about old Jerry Reed, Snowman, driving that truck? You remember that basset hound in the seat, Fred?
Oh, that was Fred, and Fred liked to eat hamburgers.
Yes, he did. All righty. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. I'm going to read the weather statement, then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle, because most of the weather's over there in the eastern part of the country where he's sitting up in Boston right now, but he's got to talk about the west because that's his turf. Now, a large storm is going to bring snow and rain over parts of the Midwest into the Northeast. It's already there. The lake effect machine, the winter storm warning from Fulton to Watertown, all the way across the Adirondacks, the Tug Hill Plateau, all the way to Lake George and to the Vermont line and beyond, you're going to have anywhere from 1 to 1.5 to 2 to 3 feet of snow through there over the next 24 to 36 hours. Now, heavy lake effect snow is really going to make it difficult to travel. There's going to be about a 35-mile-an-hour wind blowing up I-81 north of Oneida Lake all the way to the St. Lawrence Seaway, so you're going to have a lot of trouble. That same wind will be over on I-87 going up to Quebec, so be careful, please. And above average to record-breaking temperatures are expected across much of Southern California. Kyle's over there freezing right now, and in Nevada and Arizona, too. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, that's right, Captain. We have had a lot of gusty winds in the Southern California area. The temperatures are certainly heading up for this time of year comparatively across the nation. And so we're going to be looking at, I think, 80 or 90 degrees or so. But this all comes because of a fire weather warning in the Southern California area. It extends all the way up through Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, and down through the Orange County area, basically out to Riverside and San Bernardino. Gusty winds could also be had below the Cajon Pass, so you want to be careful coming up I-15. Another wind advisory exists out in the South Nevada area. This is going to be south of Las Vegas, extending down towards Kingman, Arizona as well. Now, in the Central Valley of California, we've got a dense fog advisory, and that advisory is going to start a little south of Bakersfield and on up towards Modesto, where we start getting more high winds in the Northern California area. So this is going to include San Jose, Oakland, the Bay Area, Santa Rosa, and traveling north up towards the Oregon border. Now up in Portland area, we've got a flood warning. Similarly, we have another one just outside of Seattle, but these are rivers that look like they're going to swell a little bit. So that's what that flood warning is about. But also in the 4th of July Pass, we've got snow reported on the road, and the forecast is for areas of fog to materialize, so you want to be careful there as well. Not a whole lot more happening out west, except I think we do have another flood advisory. This is in Colorado, and this has to do with an ice jam release that is expected to happen. So we're definitely, I'm trying to find ahead where the confirm that river looks at, but definitely be careful of those things because obviously you don't want to be around if something like that happens and you're near the riverbanks.
Well, yeah. Down in the valley in Texas, that's where we'll start tonight. You got yourself a freeze warning from about Galveston all the way down there towards Brownsville over to Harlingen, and definitely cold temperatures down there and below freezing, which won't be good for the crops. Now, we'll go way back up. Wisconsin, right on the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got some winter weather there, some snow. You've also got some snow still falling into the northeastern part, including Green Bay, on and off. You've got winter driving conditions there. Chicago, and just a little bit south of Chicago, especially along I-80 in Illinois, you're going to have an area of winter driving conditions right over to Portage in Indiana. And then the southern half of Indiana tonight, you've got on and off weather with some winds and a winter weather advisory. That also includes over the southern half of Ohio. In the meantime, way down to the bottom of Indiana,
down right there above Louisville, and Louisville down 65 down into Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. You've got a winter weather advisory and a winter storm watch down through there for snow that's still coming across from the system that was out west of there last night. You're going to have some more snow in eastern Kentucky, some snow in the mountains of West Virginia. There is snow right now in the mountains of Virginia along I-81. Also Tennessee going up I-81. Also the central part of the Piedmont Plateau. We've got some winter weather there, Greensboro, Winston-Salem. We have some fog tonight in South Carolina, through the central part of north of South Carolina. If you're on I-95, you're going to have it up towards Santee and then up towards Florence. And then if you're going out of Florence and going west, you'll run into it for quite a while there, too. In the meantime, you've got some unsettled weather conditions in the higher elevations of Maryland, the higher elevations also of southwest Pennsylvania. But I will move along now to northern New York. Now, across the Lake Oneida Lake area from Fulton all the way to Watertown, and then from Watertown all the way east over to the Vermont line, you have got a winter storm warning. Snow is going to be heavy. The winds are blowing at around 35 miles an hour. Visibility will be down to zero in many areas. The snow is going to accumulate a foot, foot and a half to 3 feet across those areas. The higher the elevation, the more the snow. So you know how that works out. And then up in northern New York, Messina and Ogdensburg and all over towards Lake Placid, you've got snow falling in that area. You've got snow across most of Vermont. You've got a winter storm warning in the lower portion of Vermont along Lake George. Snow in the Berkshires of Massachusetts. That, of course, is about maybe 100 miles west of you, Kyle, where you're at in Boston. A winter storm warning up in the northern tip of New Hampshire as well as the northwestern tip of Maine, but snow all the way to Nova Scotia tonight in the northern half of Maine. Down below, you folks in Portland, you don't have the snow yet, but you got gale warnings down there, and it's very windy along the ocean. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, this is an interesting time for anybody out there trucking out west. You want to be careful. Cabbage is going to have some snow on it, it looks like, going over towards Pendleton, Oregon, so be advised of that. And, of course, I-15, if you're coming up out of Idaho, headed up towards Montana, you're going to have snow running up there. But then again, tell me something I don't know, right, Kyle?
Exactly right. And actually, that ice jam release, Captain, is going to be along the Roaring Fork River from Snowmass Canyon to Carbondale there in Colorado.
Have you found a Dunkin' Donuts yet?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Because you're right there, the home of Dunkin' Donuts, Beantown, Boston.
That's right.
All right, well,
that's right.
Yep, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. Hour number two with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the NRA. They've got some people all upset because of what they're about to do. They're moving out of New York, which to that I'd say, why didn't you do it sooner? And they're going to Texas, where they're going to reorganize under Chapter 11. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.